You did this deliberately. I saw how you shoot. It could not have been an accident.
Richard threw his hands in the air.
Idiot,
he said to the sky. He lowered his glare to Chandelin's fierce eyes.
Yes, you saw me shoot. Do you have any doubt that if I wanted to kill you, you would not be breathing right now? Of course I did it deliberately. It was the only way to save you.
He reached over her shoulder, putting his hand close to Chandelin's face, holding his first finger and thumb half an inch apart.
This is all the room I had. At the most, if I didn't take it, you would be dead.
What do you mean? Chandelin demanded.
Kalin put a hand on his arm. Calm down, Richard. Just tell us what happened.
He couldn't understand me. None of them could. I couldn't explain it to them.
He looked at her in frustration.
I killed a man today.
What? She whispered. You killed one of Chandelin's men?
No. That's not what they're angry about. They're happy I killed him. I was saving Chandelin's life. But they think...
She collected herself. Just calm down. I will explain your words to them. Richard nodded and rubbed his eyes with the heels of his hands. He looked down at the ground as he combed the fingers of both hands through his hair. He looked back up.
I'm only going to explain this once, Chandelin. If you can't get it through your thick head, then we are going to stand at opposite ends of the village and shoot arrows at each other until we can't argue anymore. And I will only need one arrow.
Chandelin lifted an eyebrow and folded his muscular arms.
So, explain.
Richard took a deep breath.
You were standing a long way off. For some reason, I knew he was there, behind you. I spun around. All I could see of him... Here, like this.
He grabbed Kalin by her shoulders and turned her around, facing Chandelin. He held her shoulders and ducked down behind her.
Like this. I couldn't see any of him but the top of his head. He had his spear ready, and 1 second more he would have put it through your back. I had only one chance to keep him from killing you, only one chance. I couldn't see enough of him. There was nothing else to shoot at from where I was, only the very top of his head. The top of his forehead sloped back. If I hit it too high, the arrow would have deflected off and he would have killed you. The only way to stop him, to kill him, was to let the arrow nick the top of your shoulder.
He held his finger and thumb half an inch apart again.
This is all I had. If I put the arrow that much lower, your bone would have deflected the arrow and he would have had you. If I would have put it that much higher, just enough not to nick you, he would have lived and you would be dead. I knew Savadlin's bladed arrow could pass through a little of your flesh and allow me to kill him. There was no time for anything else. I had to shoot instantly. I think a dozen stitches is a light price to pay for your life.
Chandelin's eyes looked a little less sure.
How do I know you are telling the truth?
Richard shook his head, muttering. He suddenly thought of something. He snatched a cloth sack from one of Chandelin's men. He thrust his hand in the sack and pulled out a head, lifting it by blood-soaked, matted hair. Kalin gasped. She put a hand over her mouth as she turned away, but before she did, she saw an arrow jutting from the center of the forehead, the blade end sticking from the back of the head. Richard held the head behind Chandelin's shoulder and laid the feathers of the shaft on his shoulder, next to the wound.
This is all I saw. If it were not as I say, if he had been standing straighter and I put the arrow where I did, it would not have touched you.
The hunters all started nodding and whispering among themselves. Chandelin looked down at the shaft of the arrow lying on his shoulder. He looked back at the head. He thought about it a minute, and then unfolded his arms and took the head, stuffing it back in the sack.
I have been stitched before. A few more will not hurt me. I will take your words as true. This time.
Richard put his fists on his hips as he watched Chandelin and his men walking away.
You're welcome,
he called after them. Kalin didn't translate that.
Why do they have that head?
Don't ask me. It wasn't my idea. And you don't want to know what they did with the rest of him.
Richard, that seems a risky shot to me. How far were you when you shot that arrow?
The heat left his voice.
Not risky at all, believe me. And I was at least 100 paces.
You can shoot an arrow that accurately at 100 paces?
He sighed.
I'm afraid I could have done it at twice that distance. 3 times that distance.
He looked down at the blood on his hands.
I have to go wash this off. Kalin. In about 2 minutes, my head is going to explode. I have to sit down. Could you please go get Nissel?
Yelling at that idiot was the only thing keeping me on my feet. She put a hand on his arm.
Of course. Go on inside. I'll go get her.
I think Savitlin is angry with me, too. Please tell him that I'm sorry I ruined so many of his arrows.
She frowned as Richard went inside, closing the door. Savitlin looked as if he was about to speak to her. She took him by the arm.
Richard needs Nissel. Come with me and tell me what happened.
Savitlin cast a glance over his shoulder at the door to his home as they hurried away.
Richard with the temper seems to be living up to his name. He's upset because he killed a man. It is not an easy thing to live with.
He didn't tell you all of the story. There was more to it.
So tell me.
He looked over with a grave expression.
We were shooting. Chandelin was angry because of the shots Richard was making. He said Richard was a demon and went off and stood in the tall grass by himself. The rest of us were standing off to the other side watching Richard shoot. The things he was doing did not seem possible. He knocked an arrow. Suddenly, he spun around toward Chandelin. Before we could even shout, Richard shot an arrow at Chandelin as he stood there with his arms folded. He had no weapon in his hand. None of us could believe Richard would do this. As the arrow was still flying toward Chandelin, two of his men, who had arrows knocked, drew their bows. The first one shot a 10-step arrow at Richard before his own arrow even reached Chandelin.
Kaelin was incredulous.
He shot at Richard and missed? Chandelin's men don't miss.
Savitlin's voice was low and trembled slightly.
He would not have missed. But Richard spun, pulling his last arrow from his quiver, a bladed arrow, and shot. I've never seen anyone do such a thing so fast.
He hesitated, as if he didn't think she would believe him.
Richard's bladed arrow met the other in the air and split it in half. Each half went to one side of Richard.
Kaelin halted Savitlin with a hand on his arm.
Richard hit the other arrow while it was in the air?
He nodded slowly.
And then the other man shot. Richard had no more arrows. He stood, his bow in one hand, and waited. It, too, was a 10-step arrow. I could hear it ripping the air.
Savitlin looked around as if not wanting anyone else to hear.
Richard snatched it right out of the air with his hand. He had his fist around its middle. He put the man's arrow in his own bow and drew it on Chandelin's men. He was yelling at them. We couldn't understand his words, but they dropped their bows on the ground and put their arms out to the sides to show him their empty hands. We all thought Richard with the temper had become crazy. We thought he might kill us all. We were all very afraid. Then Prindon called out. He had found the man behind Chandelin. We all saw then that Richard had killed a trespasser who was armed with a spear. We realized Richard had been trying to kill the invader, not Chandelin. Chandelin, though, was not so certain. He thought Richard cut him with his arrow on purpose. Chandelin became even angrier when his men all went and gave Richard slaps of respect.
Kaelin stared at him. She couldn't believe the thing she was hearing. Most of it sounded impossible.
Richard wanted me to tell you he was sorry he ruined your arrows. What was he talking about? You know what a shaft shot is?
Kaelin nodded.
It's when you shoot an arrow through another already in the center of the target and split the shaft of the first. The home guard in Aidendrill gave ribbons for doing it. I have seen a few men with a half dozen ribbons. I knew one with 10.
Savitlin reached around and pulled a fat bundle from his quiver. Every arrow was split.
It would be easier to give Richard with the temper a ribbon if he ever missed. He would have no ribbons. He ruined over 100 arrows today. Arrows take time to make. They are not to be wasted, but the men kept wanting him to do it again because they had never seen anything like it before. One time, he put 6 arrows through the first, one right on top of the other. We shot rabbits and cooked them over a fire. Richard sat with us, and then when we started eating, he wouldn't eat with us. He looked sick and went off and shot arrows by himself until we were finished. Later, after we ate, is when he killed the man.
She nodded.
We better hurry and get Nissel.
She glanced over as they walked along.
Savitlin, why did those men have that head? How can they be so gruesome?
Did you see that there was black painted over the eyes of the dead man? That was to hide him from our spirits, so he could sneak up on us. A man who comes onto our land with black over his eyes comes for only one reason, to kill. Chandelin's men put the heads of men like that on poles at the edge of our land to warn others who would paint black on their eyes. It may seem gruesome to you,
but in the end it makes for much less killing. Do not think less of Chandelin's men for taking a head. They do it today not because they like it, but so there would be less killing tomorrow.
Kalin suddenly felt foolish.
I guess that, just as Chandelin, I am guilty of judging too quickly. Forgive me, Elder Savadlin, for thinking things about your people that were wrong.
He gave her a one-arm hug around her shoulders. When they came back with the healer, they found Richard huddled in a corner, his fingers intertwined over his head. His skin was white, cold, and wet. Nissel gave him something to drink. After a few minutes, she gave him a small cube of something to swallow. Richard smiled when he saw it. He must have known what it was. Nissel sat on the floor next to him and felt his pulse for a long time. When a little of his color came back, she made him put his head back and open his mouth. She twisted a clove of something over his mouth, dripping the juice in. He made a face. Nissel smiled at that without comment. She turned to Kalin.
I think these things will help him. Tell him to keep chewing the leaves. Come get me if he needs me. Nissel, is he going to get better soon? Shouldn't he be getting better?
The stooped old woman glanced down at Richard.
Spirit has a mind of its own. It doesn't always listen. I think his does not want to listen.
She suddenly brightened at seeing the stricken look on Kalin's face.
Don't worry, child. I can make even the spirit listen.
Kalin nodded. Nissel gave her a warm smile and a pat on the arm before she went on her way. Richard looked up at Kalin and Savadlin.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him I'm sorry about ruining all his arrows?
Kalin smiled a little to Savadlin. He is worried about ruining so many arrows. Savadlin grunted.
Is my own fault. I made your bow too good.
Richard managed a laugh.
Wesselin is off making bread. I must go see to some things.